Well, hello and welcome to another episode. This is a question that I got from a company that we're doing a marketing and messaging training session for the entire employees. And it was the, should we jump to a new trend when we see it or not? Should you actually take the plunge or risk being left behind? Is a dilemma that consumes all business owners and also content creators, and is a world where memes go viral in the blink of an eye, trending music, viral dances. It's pretty easy to feel the pressure to constantly chase after the next big thing. So join me as we talk about the hype and FOMO of fear of missing out surrounding the content trends on social media. Hey, I'm Veronica De Polo, and with more than 15 years being a marketing strategist, are you ready for actionable bite-sized episodes about business advice on marketing, branding, and messaging to take your business to the next level? If you're a service business owner, we'll show you how to attract qualified leads on social media and beyond. We'll reveal the art of showcasing your brand effectively, and will uncover the best strategies to hook your audience so they keep coming for more. Say goodbye to outdated marketing strategies and embrace the power of change. Welcome to the Branding Momentum Podcast. I believe that at some point in our lives, we all have thought, should I do that trending dance? Should I take that meme and use it for my business? And we've all been there for sure, you know, standing at the crossroads of following a trend on innovation and tradition, wondering which path will lead to greater success. And it's more than normal to feel the pressure to keep up with the latest trends, fearing that if we fail to go along, we'll be irrelevant. But what happens if you're too late to the party? What happens? Will your content be lost in the noise or overshadowed by those who were quicker to adapt? And let me tell you, not so long ago, I was on Instagram, and Instagram was down for like 20 minutes, I would say. And in a blink of an eye, I saw how social media influencers were already making posts about the shutdown of on Instagram. Tell me if you can compete with that. I'm sure I'm not going to waste my time and my energy creating those kind of social media posts, because the fear of missing out on a trend can actually lead to rushed, half-hearted attempts at relevance and ultimately, you know, diluting your brand's identity and alienating your audience. So let's face it, blindly following trends without a solid strategy is like throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping for something will stick, right? So let's take control and debunk the myth that success on social media lies solely in trend chasing. True success is built on a foundation of authenticity and consistency and strategic planning. And instead of feeling the pressure of keeping up with everything that is happening in front of you, all those trends, let's try and shift our focus to creating content that aligns with your brand's values and actually resonates with your audience on a deeper level. And focus more on being that voice of knowledge to your audience, you know, like learn more about what is their deepest struggle, what's the transformation they're actually craving for, what's outdated in your industry and needs fixing, and create content that actually creates demand for your offer without having to sell yourself. Because by staying true to who you are and what you stand for, we can actually establish a strong and lasting connection with our audience that actually transcends fleeting trends, right? So by embracing a more strategic approach to content creation, we not only build trust and loyalty with our audience, but we also position ourselves as leaders in our niche. Well, enjoy the power of evergreen content that stands the test of time by providing, you know, long-term value and relevance to our audience, because they're actually craving for that. So if you are ready to continue the conversation, come and join me on Brand and Momentum Podcast Instagram account, because that is where the conversation continues. That is where we're actually going to be talking deeper on these conversations that we're having, that we want to have for our service business to make it better. Okay, guys, I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll see you same time, same place next week.